In today's gospel, Jesus is moved by the people's need for the truth of God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
During this past week, I was out shopping one day, and as I came to the checkout counter, to the checkout lady, she said something to me that I really hadn't expected. After I paid my bill, she said to me, "Have a blessed day." Now, you know, normally you expect somebody like that to say, "Have a nice day, have a good one." We all say those things to one another all the time, right? She said, "Have a blessed day." Now, I wasn't wearing my collar. She didn't know I was a priest. And as I listened to her, she was saying it to everybody, "Have a blessed day." I thought to myself later on, I wonder what she meant by that. Was this just another way for her to say, "Have a nice day"? I don't know. But when you look at the words themselves, what do they mean? Have a blessed day. Well, I think what they mean is this. Today, may you experience God's love for you in some special way. I mean, after all, when we talk about a blessing, what are we talking about? A gift of God. Have a blessed day. May God touch you today in some special way. We use the word ourselves that way without thinking about it sometimes. How often have you heard somebody say, "So-and-so is a blessing to me. My aunt, my uncle, my spouse, my friend is a blessing to me"? What do they mean when they say that? That God has given them in that person something special. Or again, my new job is a blessing. My new job is a blessing. What's that mean when we say that? Well, God has gifted me directly or indirectly with this wonderful job. So we use the term that way all the time. Have a blessed day. May God touch you today with his love. You know, we see in the scriptures today, God's promise to do just that. You know, in the first reading, God promises the people he's going to give them good shepherds to take care of them. He'll bless them with good shepherds. He even promises there that he's going to raise up a special shepherd sometime. A special shepherd will bring God's blessings in a very special way. And we see Christ living that out in the gospel, don't we? His concern for the people. His concern that they're without a shepherd. So Christ is the greatest blessing ultimately of God for us. But I think it's a good thing today for us to think, to just ask ourselves the question, how do I experience God's love for me every day? Do I experience God's blessings for me every day? Just a couple of examples. Why are you here today? I shouldn't say why, but how are you here? Why are you alive? Why do you have life today? Is that not God's blessing to you? God's gift? What about your family and friends who support you and love you and build you up? They're not God's blessing to you? And what about the talents you have that allow you to do a particular kind of work, make a living, feel good about yourself because you're accomplishing something good? Those talents not God's blessing to you? And then think about all the things required for our living. Water, food, the sun, medicine. Are those not all God's blessings to us every single day? Does not God touch us through them every single day? Then, of course, as I mentioned before, is the gift of Christ. Remember when Jesus is being taken up to heaven on the day of the ascension, what does he say to us? I will be with you all days until the end of the world. I'll be with you. Remember elsewhere, Christ has said to us, take my yoke upon you. In other words, what's he promising us there? I will yoke myself to you. A yoke is always made for two. I will yoke myself to you. You will never be alone. I will be with you. What blessings, all of those magnificent blessings. I heard a wonderful little story about this little girl, maybe about 4 years old. She was asked one day, what's an elevator? What is an elevator? She said, well, I get into this little box, and all of a sudden, upstairs comes down. I get into this little box, and all of a sudden, upstairs comes down. Isn't that what happens every day? Upstairs, heaven, God, come down to us. Touch us in so many different ways every single day. Now, recently I came across a little interesting reflection written by this woman who was having a bad day. We all have bad days, right, from time to time. So she was having a real bad day, and she decided to sit down and remind herself of what she had to be thankful for. And this is what she wrote. Today, I am accepted by God, loved by God, chosen by God, delivered by God, enlightened by God, forgiven by God. Today, I have grace from God, hope for the future, inheritance in heaven, mercy of God, nearness to God. Today, I am redeemed, received by God, filled with the Holy Spirit, united with other Christian believers. Today, I have the hope that one day I shall be exalted with him forever. All these blessings on a bad day, all these things, all these gifts of God on a bad day. So these, with all the other things I've mentioned, think about them. That's why I conclude this morning by saying to you, have a blessed day. Because it is truly a day, as is every day, filled with God's blessings. May God bless you.